This goes to Caitlin, Katelyn, Geitman, Geitman, PAC, fax 989-775-1640. Regarding Janet Schaefer, SCHAFER, date of birth August 19th of 1948. Dear Ms. Geitman, this is a consultation for Mrs. Schaefer, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels. And currently, levels are showing her to be stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. Also, a history of hematuria and proteinuria. She has had several hospitalizations this year, and the most recent one was from August 10th through August 13th, and that was in Elma. She was taken by ambulance to Elma for sepsis that was found to be secondary to cellulitis of the left breast. She had IV zosyn and vancomycin, and the condition improved, and she was able to be discharged. She also saw a breast specialist in Midland who did not feel that she needed a biopsy at this time and instead has scheduled her for a breast MRI, and she'll be getting that done next week. And she also was scheduled to see Dr. Kevin Berlin within the next week to follow up on congestive heart failure history. She's feeling better now. No headaches or dizziness, no history of stroke, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She has some shortness of breath with exertion, none at rest, no orthopnea, no PND. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She does urinate frequently and actually has nocturia 3 to 4 times per night usually. No cloudiness or blood is visualized in the urine. No edema currently. She was diagnosed with sleep apnea and tried a CPAP device but was intolerant of the device. So she has known obstructive sleep apnea, but cannot use a CPAP. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, obesity, low magnesium levels, hospitalization for sepsis secondary to mastitis, and she had acute renal failure during hospitalization, which improved, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, gastroesophageal reflux disease, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure, COPD, and obstructive sleep apnea. Past surgical history, the only surgery she reports is a tonsillectomy as a child. Social history, she's an ex-smoker. She quit smoking in 2013. She denies alcohol or illicit drug use. She is married and lives with her husband, and she is retired. Family history is significant for carcinoma. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to Tenormin and neomycin. Medications, pravastatin 40 milligram daily, Synthroid 100 microgram daily, Losartan with hydrochlorothiazide 100/25, one daily, Metoprolol, extended release, 50 milligram daily. Lasix, 20 milligram daily. Vitamin B12, 1,000 microgram, 3 tablets daily. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Tylenol, 650 milligram every 8 hours as needed for pain. Warfarin, 5 milligram daily. Omeprazole is 40 milligram daily. Trulicity injections once a week, that's 1.5 milligram. And she's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, weight 216 pounds, height 65 and a half inches. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 70. pulse is 59, oxygen saturation 97% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is irregular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable masses, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, no current edema. Slow capillary refill, about 3 seconds bilaterally. Decreased sensation in feet and toes bilaterally. Labs and diagnostic studies. She did have a transthoracic echocardiogram August 11th of this year. She has an ejection fraction of 61%. Right ventricular size is moderately enlarged. Global right ventricular systolic function appears normal. She has a moderately dilated non-hypertrophied right ventricle. And the estimated right ventricular RVSP is 28.2, and that is also normal. And she had a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis without contrast 8/10 of 2023. And it showed an enlarged liver and a mildly distended gallbladder. Kidneys showed a non-obstructive stone in the lower pole of the right kidney of 5 millimeter. No hydronephrosis, no cysts were noted. There was a Foley catheter in place, so the bladder was not distended. And labs, most recent lab studies were done August 13th of 2023. Creatinine was 1.76, which has improved. We have estimated GFR of 30. Her albumin is low at 2.9, calcium 8.7, hemoglobin is 10.7, platelets 147,000, and white count was 7.9. 7/7 of 23, creatinine is 2.02, estimated GFR was 25. 6/30/23, creatinine 2.26 with a GFR of 22. We have a microalbumin to creatinine ratio June 30th of this year of 76, most likely consistent with diabetic nephropathy. 3/27 of 23, creatinine is 1.3, GFR is 43. 3/26/23, creatinine 1.2, GFR 46. 3/25/23, creatinine 1.3, GFR 43. And urinalysis was done 3/21 of 23, showed a trace of blood in 100-plus protein, but also 4-plus bacteria at that time. And 7/15 of 2022, creatinine is 1.4 with a GFR 37. Potassium was also elevated at that time at 5.6. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. Currently improving creatinine levels after several hospitalizations this year and a recent hospitalization for sepsis. 2, diabetic nephropathy. 3, hypertension. We're going to have the patient repeat all her labs now. Once all the labs are back, we will schedule a follow-up visit and determine how often we should repeat labs for her. We've advised her to continue to avoid all oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and to follow a low-salt diabetic diet. And she will have a recheck visit scheduled after all of the lab results are back and reviewed. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.